It's been a phenomenal year for the Black Eyed Peas. Will Adams, Stacey Ferguson, Jaime Luis Gomez, and Alan Pineda Lindo, better known as Will.i.am, Fergie, Taboo, and Apple. After heading off in separate directions that included getting involved in politics and making films, the Peas got back together to produce the album The End. It sold millions and spawned 2 number one hits. They won 3 Grammys this year, including Best Pop Performance by a Duo or a Group for the hit single I Got a Feeling. Now they're on tour, and last night we caught up with Fergie, Taboo, and Apple as they waited to take the stage before a crowd of screaming fans at the Verizon Center, just a few blocks from our studio here in Washington. Fergie has had huge success as a solo artist, and most recently was one of a constellation of divas who appeared alongside Daniel Day-Lewis in the film 9. But Fergie says one thing above all keeps her coming back to work with the Peas.
Friendship, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's not hard for us to get together like some bands. You hear about them fighting and all of that. That's definitely not us. I mean, after doing The Duchess and touring without the guys, I remember getting back together in the studio with them, and it was so much fun. I missed them. I missed the fun that we have on tour, the fun that we have on stage. And it's just, it's nice to do things together. We're like a family.
We're a family.
Is that how you feel about it as well?
Yeah, you know, the Black Eyed Peas as a whole is something that I always look forward to. Being on stage and seeing Apple and Fergie and Will on stage with me, it's a unit that it doesn't seem right if I'm performing by myself.
Yeah.
Or if I'm off doing my own thing. Like, I know that that comes with individualism, but I really appreciate having Fergie, Will, and App as my partners.
You know what I like about your music a lot is the fact that there's a lot of humor in it.
Yes.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
Where does that come from? Is that the dynamic of the group or where?
Yes.
Yeah, that's our favorite pastime, being on the road, is laughter. And you know, we don't take things too serious, or we come up with slogans on the road and then we start putting them in on the songs. And it's just, you know, our personality. We're like funny people, pretty much. Misfits.
Yeah.
What about the lyrics? Who writes the lyrics for the most part?
We all do.
You all do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you sort of play with each other with the lyrics? I mean, you sort of, when you're rehearsing?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. A lot of the jokes, like Apple was saying, a lot of the jokes become the actual lyrics because we just think they're so funny, you know, in the studio.
Yeah.
I wish that everybody knew that we had a sense of humor with all the lyrics like you do, because we're constantly laughing. I mean, we can sometimes barely even get ourselves together to do an interview because we're having our own conversation and laughing. And we don't mean to be rude, but we just enjoy hanging out together. We go to clubs. There are different stories that happen. If people don't go, they get to get filled in on the gossip. And it's fun. It's like a traveling fraternity.
Yeah. And also, we like to constructive criticism. You know, we all come up to Ferg like, "Yo, is this cool?" Or I'll come up to Tab or Will like, "Is this corny?" Or, "Oh, that's cool. Oh, you should say this." You know, so we like to really collaborate. And you know,
do you follow her career? Have you seen her in 9?
Yeah, I'm the first one that got to see it. Like the first cut, because she invited me to her room and was like, "Ab, come on, let's have a kickback and watch 9. So, you know, definitely.
I have to ask you what that was like, being in a film with all those amazing actresses.
So we had the overture, which is the beginning number,
right,
where I got to do with everybody, and the finale, which I got to do with everybody, which was amazing, just working with all those people in the same room, you know. Sophia Loren's being told when she makes her entrance. It was just great. And then I got to do my number, The Italian.
The Italian, the Italian, live today.
The realistic part of it, which is, the, you know, going back to Guido's childhood, was the black and white part that I got to do, which were the scenes with the little boys, with young Guido on the beach, which was nice as well, because it was different. It was more introverted and more about what your visuals are and your choices you make, as opposed to performing a song.
Yeah.
Do you want to do more film work?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I don't have time right now, to tell you the truth.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is you're a really diverse group, ethnically diverse group of people. And how do we hear that in your music?
Apple has a lot of songs that are paying homage to his native tongue, which is, he's from the Philippines. And, you know, he has songs inspired by his culture. We have songs that are inspired by the Latin side. We have songs that are inspired by rock, African rhythms. You know, everything that our cultures embody is like a vehicle to have inspiration. Whether we go to Mexico and we get inspired by somebody playing a guitarra, right?
Yeah.
Or we go to the Philippines and we see tinikling, or we go to Scotland and we hear bagpipes. You know, it's whatever country we go to usually inspires us.
Yeah. And then you sort of take that in and make it your own. And part of the way you do it is you're the technical wizard. Is that right?
Well, I am, and me are we produce tracks and stuff.
But so do you take that ethnic music and then add the technical part to it? Is that and
yeah,
create
yeah.
something
I mean,
new?
Like for example, this album, you know, we're inspired by electro dance music. So, you know, then we would add our, you know, musicianship in it, our live guitars, our bass lines, and stuff like that. So, you know, it comes across different.
I got a feeling. What are some of the examples of the songs that might be influenced by your Filipino background?
Well, there's a song called Bebot, and I'm all rapping in Tagalog. Hoy pare, pakinggan niyo ko. Ito nang tunay na Pilipino. Galing sa baryo sa Pangbato. Pumunta ng LA nagtrabaho para makatulong sa nanay. Dahil sa I utilized Filipino folk songs, samples in it. And Filipino sound and the Apple song. We're making it happen from nothing to something. That's how we've been surviving back in my homeland.
Listen up, y'all.
And which kind of talks about, you know, me being adopted from a third world country when back in '89, going to the US. Leaving my family at a young age and then meeting Will.i.am, Tabu Fergie. So that talks about my life, and those are the kind of songs that we try to put in the albums.
Do you see your guys as kind of constantly reinventing who you are? I mean, you started out as sort of pure hip-hop, now a little more pop, I think. How do you think of yourselves?
We have no idea. That's a good question. We're each individually misfits, and we come together and we're one big misfit. And it's just hard to categorize this group because it's hard to categorize each of us individually. We all have eclectic tastes, and it just all comes together in this nice bouillabaisse soup, and with lots of different ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, though. I mean, it's music, it's not math, and so when you make something and it feels magic, hopefully other people will too.
You know, I read that Will.i.am said that that this album, The End, that he wanted it to be pure escapism.
Mm-hmm.
Why pure escapism right now? Why?
Well, in this environment of what's going on economically and with nature and things that happen, there needs to be some sort of escape, some sort of place that people can go to forget about their problems and to have joy, to have that pure joy. And it's not about having money, because some of the best memories that we've had are with family and friends when we didn't have any money. You always remember those memories. So it's about creating new memories for people, just bringing together people for music, for the love of music, and for having a good time with their family and friends. Because in the end, those are the things you remember. One tribe, one kind, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face. Color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been. Cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity. And the continent is called Pangea. And the main ideas are connected like a sphere.
And just one other question. What is it like right now? You are sort of at the pinnacle of success right now. And that, I would think, does it put extra pressure on it? Are you enjoying it? Or do you feel pressured by it?
I think we're enjoying being on tour and having our fifth album be our biggest album to date. You know, in this day and age of the music industry, it's very hard to be successful or to have that run.
I think that we we really take the show very seriously. You know, we've spent a lot of money on the show. We've really wanted to give people a place to come and just experience joy.
Yep.
And we felt like we kind of owed it to our fans, because for years we just did it on, you know, pure energy and in the band and running around, and we wanted to really give people a show, a big Black Eyed Peas experience.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, it's exciting. I mean, we shoot out of these toaster things from the floor every night. I mean, it's, you know, you got to be on point for that.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Monica Estatieva, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, Enrique Rivera, and Kenya Young. Our intern is Danielle Gerson. Our editors are Louise Clemens and Lori Grant. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. The program is directed by Rob Sachs. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones, with help from Ivan Burketh and Melissa Marquis. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Lynn Neary. Michelle Martin returns Thursday. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.
They call me Mr. Spot. We bumping in your parking lot. When you coming